Thank you for downloading this message from our Father's house.
All right, let's intercede here a little bit. God, send the fire of revival to the churches in this region. Father, I just pray right now that you pour out your spirit and your fire and your anointing on all the churches, regardless. We don't even like to mention denomination, but regardless of the denomination, pour it out, God. Just whatever their doctrinal beliefs are, I pray that a fire, God, send the fire on the churches. Let us rejoice in the fire that's been poured out on the churches in this region, that we hear testimonies and rejoice of what God's doing in other churches. Wow. Oh, God, send the fire upon our ministers, Lord. God, send the fire upon our pastors. Send the fire upon our pastors, God. Send it, God, to the churches in this region. Just let the fire of God consume each one in Jesus' name. Somebody says amen. 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 I mean, like to see an outpouring, just an outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the Catholic Church down here in town. I mean, like just go down there and visit and just be in awe. Wow. Don't get caught up in thinking that we have it and somebody else don't. All right, you guys with me? Okay, let me read a little bit of scripture, and then we're just going to see what God says to us. Again, we won't keep you too long. Genesis chapter 22. I want to go in about two or three different places in the Word this morning. Genesis 22, verse 1. Here's the deal. This is a popular passage of scripture, but there's something I want to point out to you this morning in this passage and a couple other places in the Word. And this may come out this morning a little bit like teaching. Is that all right? We just want the Lord to speak to us. If the preacher comes, we'll preach. If the teacher comes, we'll teach. If both comes, we'll do both. Genesis 22. What I want to talk to you about is there is a place. Everybody say a place. Come on, say it again. Say a place. Okay, here's the gist of the word. Find the place. Amen. It was many years ago, and I hadn't even shared this with Wanda, but the Lord spoke this in my spirit this morning. It was many years ago. Wanda and I were going through a great trial in our lives, and it was just a tough time in our ministry, and we were just facing. How many's ever been in the valley of decision? How many knows what it's like to be in the valley of decision? You know, you're in that valley and you're struggling. And you're trying to find answers and you're trying to hear from God, and know what. Okay. Let's be real this morning. How many's ever been there and it's just like the heavens are brass and you can't hear nothing? Amen. You're just like, God, I need to hear a voice. And you know, we were in this place, and God, we went and visited a church and heard a minister speak. And I'm talking 20 years ago. And after we'd went and visited and heard this guy speak, and after the service was over, the minister that had spoken that night, he came up to me and Wanda and looked at us. And he said, there is a place. And to be quite honest with you, I took that, and again, I haven't discussed this with Wanda. I took that myself at that particular time, and for many years, I took that there's a place that you're going to end up in the natural, to where you're going to be at peace and you're going to minister. But you know what? I think God was really saying to us, there's a place in the Spirit that you can get to. And when you get there, you operate in the Spirit with Him. You know, it's what Dutch Sheets said last night. We were listening to the live streaming last night. And I've shared this before here, and people look at you, when you say this, people look at you like, I don't know about that now, preacher, but he confirmed it last night. I've said it from this pulpit. We are little Christs. That's what it means to be a Christian. Now, here's what the Lord is saying. It's time to stop acting like the first Adam and start acting like the second Adam. Y'all got to get that. The first Adam operated in the flesh and he gave his dominion away. But the second Adam operated in the spirit and he took the dominion back. Who are you talking about, Pastor? I'm talking about the first man, Adam, Adam, in the flesh. Amen. God breathed him. He became a living soul. But when he sinned in the garden, he gave that dominion. He gave it away. The second Adam, Jesus, came back, took that dominion back. Amen. Are y'all with me? We're not supposed to, you know, we were born into the flesh like the first Adam. We've been born in the spirit like the second Adam. It's time for us to act like the one. You know, the second time you weren't born in your mother's womb. The second time you were born of the spirit, when the spirit breathed upon you, pneuma, the breath of God, you became the spirit man connected with God. It's time for us to start acting like the person that we're supposed to be, and that's a little Christ. That's a hard word to get, ain't it? But that's what we are. What are you saying, Pastor? What I'm saying is when we come to that place and then we operate in dominion and we make the decrees and we make the bounds and we set the rules in a kingly anointing. Amen. Just Jesus went back. You know what he said? He went back. He said, I'm giving this thing to you now. He ascended to the right hand of the Father. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to make intercession for you. He ever lives to make intercession for you and me. But we operate in the authority. Oh, glory. I tell you, I feel something stirring in my spirit. We are supposed to operate in the authority and the power and the anointing that he came here to bring to us. Is anybody with me? There's a place. Somebody say a place. Let's read. I got to go. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham or test Abraham. He said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take your son, your only son, Isaac. How many knows who this is symbolic of? It's the father and the son. You take your only son whom you love. Get me into the land of Moriah and offer him there for. Do you know that Moriah is where the Temple Mount was? Amen? Are you with me? Offer him, your only son you love, get into the land of Moriah and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell you of. He rose up early, he took it, he saddled up his ass, and he took two of his young men with him, Isaac, his son. He took the wood. It's like God had told him. Look what it says. Here's what I want you to see on verse 4. Then on the third day. Everybody say the third day. I mean, those things happen on the third day. Jesus. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and he saw. Here it is. He saw the place afar off. And you have to understand that these guys functioned, and I was telling them downstairs, and they prayed on me this morning that our eyes will be open and we'll be able to see this in the spirit room. But Abraham here saw the place from afar off. Do you understand that God had already showed Abraham the place, and Abraham had already saw that place. And he saw it before he got there. Oh. We have to understand that there's a place that God has for the church, that God is already there. See, God is timeless. He is the God who was and is to come, and God is timeless. So God's already in your future. God has already seen every miracle manifested. Amen. He already knows. Do we believe that? Do we believe that God is all-knowing? So Abraham saw the place. These guys had a vision of who Christ was and saw the place before it ever happened. He saw it before it ever happened. Oh, this is tough stuff, ain't it? Y'all got to help your pastor. Somebody say the place. He lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, abide here. And me, we're going to go and we're going to worship and we're going to come again. He took the wood. He laid it upon Isaac, his son. I want you to see that. I want you to see this. He took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spoke unto Abraham, his father, and said, my father, he said, here am I, son. He said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb? Where is the lamb? That's significant. Gio, so glad. We have to be able to see Jesus. The lamb here, and I want you to catch this, the lamb here is symbolic of Christ, is it not? How did Isaac know about the lamb? Oh, man. What are you saying, Pastor? Read your Bible. This is Genesis chapter 22. We were not yet in temple worship where they offered up sacrifices as lambs. Up to this point, it was pigeons and turtle doves. But Isaac says, where's the lamb? What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying they got a vision, Randy, of Christ, and they saw who Christ was, and they saw the place where they could arrive with him before it ever happened. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying we got to quit. We got to look past Sunday. We got to look past what's going to happen right now. And if we'll get that revelation, it won't be hard to get you to worship, because oftentimes we're sitting here waiting for something to happen. And God's saying, I've already done all of it. It's already been done. It's a finished work. It's a completed work. You just need to be, you need to be able to see it. You need to be able to go ahead and see it and go ahead and start rejoicing for what's already happened. Oh, you got to get that. Is anybody with me? He said, where's the lamb? Have you ever wondered why that a lamb didn't show up? Abraham said, God will provide, everybody say it, himself. God will provide himself. David, they saw it. And the whole gist of this message is that God opened our spiritual eyes so we can see what God has already done in the spirit to where it can be manifest in the natural. Is anybody with me? Kyla's healing. Amen. Can you see her just bringing the doctors at all? They said she'd never live, she'd be lucky to live, and she wouldn't be able to speak, she wouldn't be able to talk, she wouldn't be able to walk, she wouldn't be able to do none of these things. And Doris and Daniel says, that's what you say, but we don't agree with that. We come into agreement with what the Word says, and they're speaking the Word over her. And I'm telling you, we're going to see that miracle, that manifest miracle come to fruition. We're going to see it in James. We're going to see it. We're going to see the revival that's here in Bell County, Kentucky, and we're going to see it fully manifest where people are going to be running. I'm telling you, and people are going to look to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We're not going to be dependent upon man. Somebody's got to help me this morning. I'm trying to get this out. We're not going to be dependent upon man and methods. And I'm just declaring and speaking right now that God is going to send his fire even amongst those who are dependent upon methods. And they're going to see the true power of God manifested in their life. It's going to cause people to run to God. People are going to, listen, I'm declaring. No, don't doubt. If you doubt this, and then just don't mess me up. I don't need doubt. I don't need unbelief. I need somebody to say, I come into agreement with that. We're getting ready to see the most awesome outpouring. You say, Pastor, have you watched the news? Listen, I'm not dictated by what happens, and I'm dictated by what happens in this book. And this book says that God is still in control. God's still on the throne, and God's getting ready to pour out. I decree it, and I declare it in Jesus' name. Jesus is getting ready to come for his church. And before he comes for his church, he's going to pour out his spirit upon all people. Can somebody say amen? We're going to see him. You know, God, you know what? I don't care which way the world's going. God still has a remnant of people. God has a remnant that says, we want God, and we're going to go after him. And if you have that kind of mentality, God's going to show up. Is anybody with me? Oh, hallelujah. God's going to provide himself. So they went both together. And it came to the, here it is, verse 9. Look what it says. And they came where? To the place. God wants us to get to the place. And the place is not a building. The place is not this building. The place is not the new building. Thank God we're going to build a building. We're getting closer. We're getting closer. And we're going to build a building. Amen? But that's not it. The place is in the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. When we get to that place in the Spirit, fear is gone. Yay. Doubt is gone. That's where you're walking in the kingdom principles instead of talking about them. Are you with me? If you're with me, say amen. In that place, look at verse 14. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. Say that place. As it is said to this day in the mount. Everybody say the mount. In the mount of the Lord, it shall be it. Everybody say it. It shall be seen. It's prophetic. It is symbolic here of Christ. Are you with me? Now, it. Everybody say it is the Lamb. Amen. Now let's fast forward a little bit. Where's Daniel? Holler at Daniel. Tell him come help me. Moses. When Moses went on the mountain, let's go there real quick. Exodus chapter 33. Go there with me real quick. Somebody say, take us to the place. Somebody say, we don't want to go to church. We want to go to the place. Amen? Stop going to church. Wow, that's an unusual thing for a preacher to say, isn't it? Stop going to church. Start going to the place. In fact, how about this? When you go to the place, you bring the place to church with you. Don't wait for the worship team or the pastor to get you to the place. You bring the place with you. You pack it up and bring it with you. And then if everybody's been to the place, can you imagine what it'd be like when we get in this building? Amen? You know what? We need to know the ways of God. Do you understand that Israel knew the acts of God, but Moses knew the ways of God? There's a difference. You know what? God's looking for some people that don't just want the acts of God, but they want to know the ways of God. God's looking for some people that don't just want the gifts of God, but they want to know the giver. Is anybody with me? All right, are we all right? A few more minutes. Look at Exodus 33. I want to show you something real quick here. Exodus 33. Let's begin with verse 18. And he said, I beseech thee, show me your glory. He said, I'll make all my goodness pass before thee, and I'll proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. And will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy in whom I show mercy. He said, you can't see my face, for no man shall see me and live. Look what verse 21 says. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And shall come to pass while my glory passes by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, and I'll cover thee with my hand. What about being covered, you know, what about being covered with the hand that created everything? Think about that for a moment. How about the hand that created everything just covers you in the cleft of the rock? The hand that carved it all out. Wow. I'll cover thee with my hand while I pass by, and I will take away my hand. You shall see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. Now here it is. We're at the place again, right? I told this to the folks downstairs in prayer meeting. I think we misinterpret oftentimes what it meant. Moses was only able to see God's backside. But you know what I heard the Spirit of the Lord say? Is that when God showed Moses his backside, he showed him where he'd already been. So again, he saw. I told you it's going to get weirder. He saw. Now here. Watch this. Before that, Moses had broken. Remember God carved out the commandments? And then Moses goes down, he gets angry with the people, and he breaks the tablets. Y'all know the scripture. He comes back up, and he says, show me your glory. And God passes by and puts his hand over the cleft of the rock, and then he's able to see Moses. He's able to see God's back. You know what he saw? He saw what God had already done. He saw the deliverance. He's able to see down through the plan of redemption. Y'all ain't getting this. He's able to see down. Now all of a sudden, God says, go take the tablets again, take the stones again, and you write them out, and I'm going to help you. Y'all seeing this? I'm going to bless you. This time he takes down, he comes down off the mountain, and they had to put a veil over his face because they couldn't stand to look up on him, because now he had seen the blessing of God. When you get that, when you get to that place, amen, something's going to happen and you're going to be changed. Amen. You know, are y'all hearing me? Because it was there on that mountain, Randy, that he was changed. At that place. I could go on all day. What about Elijah? How many knows Elijah? We preach the fire of God and the prophets of, man, I'm about to blow up. Can y'all help me? That we preach the fire of God against when he went against the prophets of Baal, Elder Rice, and the fire fell. But do you understand, you know, and how many knows we operate, here, I don't want you to miss that. We operate in that fire. We've been operating in the fire of God. But do you realize that right after that the spirit of Jezebel sent word to Elijah and said, well, I'm gonna take him out. Elijah, the prophet of God, Elijah, the man of God, ran and hid. He hid himself under a juniper tree. An angel came by, touched him, and fed him. He went on that for 40 days. And then he arrived. I don't have time to go to the scripture. He arrived at a cave. He went, oh, y'all ain't hearing this. And he looked for God in the earthquake. He looked for, y'all know, a fire. He looked for, are you with me? He looked for him in the wind. And he wasn't any of those things, but he was in a still small voice. And the Lord comes to him and says, Elijah, what are you doing here? But then he saw, when he heard that still small voice, they were on a mountain. Are y'all with me? There's a parallel here. I could go on all day about the parallels between Moses and Elijah here. Are you with me? Elijah arrived at that place. Amen? Now, here's what I really love. On the mountain, everybody say on the mountain. See, that was where Isaac was offered, Moses, Elijah, and then we fast forward to the New Testament on the mountain of transfiguration. Everybody say changed. There's a place, man, I hope you guys are getting something out of this word. There's a place where change takes place, and you don't look at things in the flesh no more, and all of a sudden you see things in the spirit on the mountain of transfiguration. Who was there with Jesus? Moses and Elijah. They were hanging out with him because they found that place. Now, we have to be so hungry for that, Brian, that we want that. Are y'all receiving this? It's not about churches. It's not about buildings. It's not about singing. It's not about playing music. It's not about preaching. You know what? We've preached and preached and preached. And we're going to be held accountable for what's been preached from this pulpit. Prophetic challenging words have been brought from this pulpit by all of our pastors. Amen? But we're going to have to get to that place. Amen? You don't get there with junk. Oh, help me, Lord. I'm going to be good. Are you with me? In closing, here we go. Well, okay, here's the deal. I want you to see this. When you get to that place, you function in that spirit. And how many believes that, you know, I want you to take this home with you. We can see, like they, you know, Moses was able to see. Amen? Abraham saw. How many knows David was doing New Testament worship in the Old Testament? Oh, how about this one? How about this one? How many believes Abraham saw? I'm going to really give you a word right here. How many believes Abraham saw? Because he said he saw the place afar off, and then he named it Jehovah Jireh. Randy, how about the New Testament when they started talking about Abraham? Oh, I'm about to shout now, Judy. Jesus said, Abraham saw my day and rejoiced. Oh, y'all missed that. Abraham saw my day. The scripture says, man, I feel a surge of the power. The scripture says that Abraham believed by faith. He believed and it was imputed to him for righteousness. Wait a minute. Jesus hadn't died yet. He believed by faith and it was imputed to him for righteousness. What are you saying? I'm saying these guys were able to get a picture of Jesus and see who Jesus was before he ever came. They were operating under the order of Melchizedek before he... Oh, y'all ain't hearing this. Before he ever came. So where are we at now? He's already come. They didn't even have the scriptures. We have the word of God. Where are we at? Why aren't we seeing what he's up to and what he's doing, what he wants to do in the future? Why are we sitting here? Why are we sitting here wringing our hands saying, I hope he does it, when he says, what are you talking about? Have you not read? Have you not seen? Do you not know? Have you not heard? I've already done it. I've already taken care of all of it. It's time for you to see it. It's time for you to start believing it. It's time for you to quit begging God and start decreeing his word over your lives. Will somebody come on, give God praise? I'm telling you, I feel this in my spirit. He's already done it. I'm going to prophesy and proclaim it till the day I die. Well, bless God. I hope God does this or I hope God does that. Bo, they saw what God had already done. I'm going to show you this. Now I'm going to close it, I promise. Isaiah 53. Where's my glasses? You sit down just a minute and I'm going to be done. We've been good today. Go to Isaiah 53. This is going to mess you up. I read this. Moses, Elijah, both were at Mount Horeb, right? They both end up on the mountain transfiguration. Isaiah 53, Christian, can you pull that up? Preaching's good cardio. Especially when you're my age. Andy David. Well, I'll get there in a second. Are y'all there? He's got it. Look at this. Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Look what it says here. You got to see this. Keep going. We're gonna keep tracking here. For he shall. Everybody say shall. It's the prophet Isaiah here. And by the way, this chapter is a picture of Christ, crucifixion. Amen? Did you know this is the only chapter of the book of Isaiah that the Orthodox Jew don't teach and practice? Because it speaks of Christ. Are you with me? Is anybody with me? I taught this to a Jew one time that came to our gym years ago. He was a doctor in Harlan. He would come every so often, and he'd call me up, and he'd say, can I get some training? I'll pay you. I'd say, come on down. He started talking about one Sir Francis Cecil. I got to leave tomorrow. I'm drawing a blank. Yeah, it was Rosh Hashanah. He said, got to get back. Celebration. Day of Atonement. And I said, here's my opportunity. And I looked at him, and I started to quote Isaiah 53. And his eyes got this big. And I could tell I had him thinking. Look what it says. He shall grow. Everybody say shall. Come on, say it again. Say shall. He shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form to comeliness. And when we shall, everybody say shall see him, there's no beauty that we should desire him. Keep going. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid it as if our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. Keep going. Wait a minute. What happened here? Let's just go ahead and jump forward. I shouldn't even have to read it. Huh? This was years before Christ was crucified, and he starts out saying, he shall. And then he gets to verse 4, and he says, he was. He saw it. He didn't say he's going to be. Are y'all getting this? He didn't say he's going to be. He said he was. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are. No, y'all missed it. Not we will be. By his stripes we are healed. So Isaiah's talking about what's going to happen. This is going to happen. He shall. And then all of a sudden in the middle of it, he says, wait a minute. He was. It's already done. You know, when Christ was crucified, he didn't say, it's halfway done. He said, it's finished. Amen? Are y'all with me? To receive the word of the Lord this morning. Let's stand. You know what it's about? It's about going from glory. Somebody say it. It's about going from glory to glory. He is the God who was and he is. And everybody say it. He is to come.
For more information about Our Father's House or upcoming events, please log on to www.ourfathershouseky.org.